you'll be having your first
spider
vaccine, okay?
That's right. Okay, can I ask some questions before we go over this? Because I'm very nervous.
Okay.
Okay, so are there any side effects at all with this?
I was going to say, it depends on how your body reacts to it, but if you do get any side effects, everything will be displayed in this leaflet that I'll be giving you, okay?
Okay, so what side effects have other people had? I don't want the names, obviously.
Okay, well, most commonly, you have an empty arm, and you may feel a little bit ill for a couple of days, but that's mostly completely normal.
Okay, so when you say feel ill, how ill?
Georgia, just a question. She's a doctor, she's not.
Okay, sorry, I didn't realise.
No, of course, that's absolutely fine. Most common side effect is a physical
problem.
Okay. Other people do get sort of flu-like symptoms, especially fever, particularly in the first 48 hours. So fever is a flu-like symptom, a bit achy, tiredness is quite common,
yeah.
Headache is as well, and they usually just pass. With the Pfizer jab, it tends to be not so bad after the first one, maybe a bit more achy side effects after the first one. Some reason, not sure.
So, has anyone had any strokes or deaths or anything?
No strokes. So there were some strokes associated, well, some clots associated with the AstraZeneca.
Right.
With the Pfizer, that's not usually been an issue with them. People can be allergic to them, like people can be allergic to anything.
Yeah.
So allergy is one of the risks, and that's why we ask you to sit and wait and go to the area for 15 minutes.
Right.
It's just up to you, obviously. If you want to sit and have a look through the leaflet first, do that, or if you want to go ahead and have it.
So nobody's died or anything?
Because
I've seen a lot of like newspaper reports.
What have you seen reports of?
Where people have like died 15 minutes upon leaving, all kinds of things. People have died days later, weeks later. I mean, according to the yellow card reporting system, there's over 1,200 deaths.
Right, is that with the AZ or with the Pfizer?
Both. You can download the PDFs on there.
I mean, if you're talking about Pfizer and allergies, you're talking about something like 2 in a million, basically. Very rare side effects are some platelet abnormalities, but that's more common with the AstraZeneca. So it would be very unusual. I haven't come across the thousand that you're talking of, and I don't know how many that is out of.
Okay.
Do you know how many vaccines that's out of?
That's just in the UK. From what I can gather, there's over 1,200 deaths. Is there any disorders that can come out of this?
Not that we're aware of. It's a newish vaccine.
But I thought they were testing these drugs in a bioweapons lab in 2012.
That's probably to do with the mRNA vaccine.
But the Pfizer is mRNA.
MRNA. Yeah.
Because from what I've read, how the mRNA works is that it basically hijacks the cells, and it takes over the blood count. It takes over the blood cells that are in your body, and then the spike proteins just so happen to be pathogenic, according to Dolores Cahill and Michael Yeadon.
Right, I don't know those names, but basically...
Michael Yeadon's ex-vice president of Pfizer, and he's got a...
Oh, right, okay.
He's also got a respiratory pharmacology PhD.
Right, okay. So basically how it works is the mRNA, the messenger that's used to produce proteins, is... attached to the vaccine, and it gets it in your own cells.
Yeah. How is it that it transports it to the cells?
Oh gosh, the actual details would be.
It's the lipid nanoparticles, isn't it?
Yes.
But the lipid nanoparticles are toxic.
I don't know about that.
They are.
Well, it's just, I have no I've no information at the moment.
But you should do, because you're just about to inject me with it.
Yeah, but I'm not aware of the lead.
Are you? Yeah, the lipid nanoparticles that transport the mRNA to the blood cells.
Yeah.
You know they're toxic. FM-102.
Yeah, I mean, we're here to give you the vaccine. We're not here to talk about the specifics of how the vaccine...
But how can you give me informed consent?
No, consent is from you, it's not from us.
So you take no responsibility for what happens to me outside of here?
Well, we take responsibility as a result of the effect of the vaccine. But it's completely your choice whether you want it or not. If you don't want it today, that's fine.
So, but FM-102 is toxic. That's the lipid nano profile.
I've not come across that, but I can't comment.
So, but there are, you know, it basically is neurotoxic. It causes neurological damage, because what happens is the lipid nanoparticle.
So, if you don't want an mRNA based one.
Just let me finish. Yeah. Okay, I'm just asking a question, I'm just telling you. Yeah. So, what happens with the lipid nanoparticle, it basically bypasses the blood-brain barrier, because that's the way it was designed to do it. It's exquisitely designed to do that. Okay. So if it bypasses the blood-brain barrier and it just so happens to be toxic, you know, I've seen a lot of videos where people just so happen to be, you know, having fits, uncontrollable shakes that look violent, because it bypasses the blood-brain barrier. So ultimately what you're doing to people is killing them. Mm-hmm. You are doing serious damage. Do you understand that?
Sounds as if the vaccine really isn't for you.
You think?
Yes. Yeah, so if you want...
No, there's no need. I'll go.
Okay.
I'll go.
Is it out this way?
You do know that, don't you? It causes serious damage to people.
Excuse me.
You're killing people. You know that? You are. You're actually killing people. Are you security? Are you security? The fact that did you hear that though? He didn't want to take responsibility. Do you know why? Because he just got told the truth. They're killing people. You do know that, don't you? Fucking murderers.
The leaders of this planet want every last scrap of your freedom.